Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
What's going on with God answering our prayers? I mean, we're so excited about that.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we've been praying for quite a while, ourselves and others too, a really simple yet powerful prayer.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
And it's, dear God, end abortion, send revival.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
And let me tell you that God is answering that prayer.
He's responding. Oh, yeah.
And we saw that with Gosnell's, you know, landmark, unprecedented case.
Mm-hmm.
And you hear us talk about abortion. You hear us talk about this from time to time. Listen, it's important. Why is it important? Because it's important before God, what you're talking about and what we're talking about since 1973, 50 million babies, 50 plus millions, because now we have the Plan B abortion pill.
Mm-hmm.
50 plus that we know of, babies mm-hmm. have been killed, murdered, and that's innocent blood before God. I mean, we are disobeying one of the Ten Commandments. Thou mm-hmm. shalt cannot commit murder, and that blood mm-hmm. is spilling that's out. Right. And none of us have the right. None of us have the right to take the life of somebody else. And that goes against any human decency, really. You think about it, just, you know, you wouldn't kill a person next door. You wouldn't, you know, that's,
mm-hmm.
but then when you talk about a commandment of God,
that's right.
a commandment of God. And so we talked about how 3,322 abortions are committed a day, and that's 138 abortions every hour, one every 2 minutes,
mm-hmm.
all across the country in the United States. Mm. And you have to think about, how does God feel about that? I mean, his heart aches and hurts for that.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens with intercession is that God allows us to feel a little bit of his pain. He allows us to feel a little bit of hurt. If we felt all of God's pain, we couldn't bear that. But he shares. He allows us to feel a portion of what he feels, and we become burdened with his heart. It always starts in the origination of God.
Mm-hmm.
It hits us in our heart, and then God, believe it or not, partners with us. He looks and looks for a man, looks and looks for a woman to stand in the gap, Ezekiel tells us. And then since he's given us authority upon the earth, we pray and we loose upon the earth. We pray, we synchronize heaven and earth together, and we pray the heart of God, dear God, end mm-hmm. abortion, send revival. And it goes back up to the Lord, and the Lord answers, and it's just a continual circle, if you will.
Right.
Well, we talked about the priest for life last week, the open letter that he wrote, Frank Pavone, priest Frank Pavone, and he wrote this letter to Nancy Pelosi, a congressional leader, because she is a Catholic, a self-professing Catholic, who said that for her, an abortion is a sacred thing, being a mother of five, and she considered a sacred thing. And the priest for life said, listen, there's nothing sacred about abortion. The word sacred means holy.
Yeah.
It's sacrilegious, but it's not sacred.
All right.
And if you miss this, if you really miss this, you really want to go to the torch, and you can go to the torch by going to VFNTV.com mm-hmm. and selecting the word torch, or the flaming torch that we have there. And you can type in priests. And what you'll see is an article or a segment entitled Priests for Life, Open Letter to Nancy Pelosi. Abortion is not sacred. It's sacrilegious. But we also talked about how all these laws are happening all across the country. And the last one in Wisconsin, they just passed a law that said, if you have an abortion, you need to have an ultrasound. You need to know mm-hmm. what's happening here, because once it's over, it's done. You can't reverse that. You need to know what is in the mother's womb. And then mm-hmm. I thought that was wise. And then in Florida, Bill 1129, Baby Alive Bill, says that these babies who were born mm-hmm. under a botched abortion, listen, they have a right to live. You have to do everything in your power to make sure that baby gets the help and the rescue and that they need.
Absolutely.
So that they can live.
That's right.
And then now in Texas, we shared that there was a bill that went forth to ban abortions after 20 weeks. And as they were trying to pass this bill, there was an 11-hour filibuster by a legislator Wendy Davis. It was 11 hours. Mm-hmm. 11 hours. And the president got behind it and tweeted something out. She only had just a couple thousand, if that, followers. And by the end of that evening, she had 22,000 followers on Twitter.
Mm.
And we weren't sure that they voted, and because there was protesters, there was a time limit for the special session to end, and we weren't sure what happened. I mean, they weren't sure if they had the votes were before or after. There was such a ruckus, they couldn't hear anything, and so we basically ended that segment with, we'll get back with you, and we, you know, for an update. Well, listen, we have an update. We have an update. Texas Governor Rick Perry called a second special session. That means he's called them all back in for another 30 days.
Mm.
And they're getting ready to pass this bill.
Mm.
This bill that bans abortions after 20 weeks.
Wow.
And there's some other stipulations involved in there that basically would stop or hinder abortions on a very large scale all across the state of Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And they were quoted. They were quoted, Wendy Davis was quoted in Fox as saying that these are matters of personal liberty. These are matters of personal liberty. In Texas, we hold very dear to intrusion against our personal liberty.
Mm-hmm.
We fight very hard against that, and we will fight as we begin the session again on Monday. Now, this is what Wendy Davis was quoted as saying. And it's interesting to me that she would use those words, that these are matters of personal liberty. That these are matters of personal liberty. When the question is, whose liberties are we talking about?
Right.
Are we talking about a woman's liberty? We're talking about the liberty of a child that's born.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about banning abortions
right
after 20 weeks. Do you know what a baby looks like 20 weeks in the womb? This is serious. We have this little video we're going to show you from a baby center. You can, at any web search available on the internet, you can simply search, what does a baby look like in 20 weeks?
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're going to make this related for you on the torch, but I want you to listen to what they describe as happening in the womb of a woman who's pregnant with a child. Listen up.
Between 15 and 20 weeks, your baby will more than double in size. As his body grows, his nervous system is rapidly maturing. His nerves are connecting his brain to the rest of his body, traveling from the brain through the brainstem and down the spine, and beginning to extend into his torso and limbs. Your baby's skeleton is changing too. The soft cartilage is starting to harden into bone. This happens first in the arms and legs. Sensory development is picking up speed. Your baby's brain is designating special areas for smell, taste, hearing, vision, and touch. At this stage, your baby may be able to hear your heartbeat and voice. So read aloud or sing a happy tune. Your baby may even be sucking his thumb now.
Mm.
At about 18 weeks, you'll start to experience one of the most exciting parts of pregnancy, feeling your baby's movements. His flexing arms and legs may feel like gentle flutters at first. They'll become even stronger and more frequent in the weeks ahead. At 20 weeks, your baby weighs a little more than 10 ounces and measures about 10 inches from head to heel, about the length of a banana. This week is a big milestone, the halfway point in your pregnancy.
A halfway point in your pregnancy?
Wow.
You're talking about aborting, killing a baby that has sensory? That baby, the whole thing is that the baby can feel pain.
Yeah.
It has a nervous system that's attached to the spinal cord.
Yeah.
And although it's the size of a banana, think about just the miraculous power of God of what can be created in 9 months.
Amazing.
Amazing. But in 20 weeks, why would anyone be supportive of this?
Mm.
And this is the right thing. And what we're doing in the eyes of God, what are we saying? when the Bible clearly says that God knit me in my mother's womb.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Are we trying to destroy the knitting of God? And that's what we have been doing. And it's like, careful, careful. You're talking about the liberties. Yes, I stand with you, but it's the liberties of the babies. Mm-hmm, it's the mm-hmm. liberties of those babies that have a right to live. And we don't have the right to take a child's life.
Right.
We just don't. Mm. And it's really powerful. This was Wendy Davis's statement. She's the legislator who had the 11-hour filibuster. And I said that her Twitter account was a couple thousand. It was actually started at 1,200.
Mm-hmm.
And in 24 hours, 83,000. It went to 83,000 followers.
Wow.
You know, they're looking at flooding Texas now with $36 million in a battleground for Texas and grassroots to try to combat all this. And the lieutenant governor, you know, the governor, Rick Perry, he can call as many special sessions as he wants to call, and he can set the agenda.
Yeah.
So you know, he's very confident that this is going to pass. Mm-hmm. Very confident about this. And then the Lieutenant Governor Dewhurst, who oversees the whole thing going on, the passing of the law,
mm-hmm.
he's quoted saying, Believe me, Dewhurst told reporters, I have spent most of my time between 4 a.m. on Wednesday and Monday and through yesterday making sure that when I give an order to clear the gallery, it's done, because they have concern that they're going to have mass protests now when they go to sign this bill and this, to vote on this bill and pass it. Mm-hmm. They did before, so they couldn't hear anything. He says, oh, we have made arrangements. And my understanding is that if the protesters will be allowed, but if they become unruly where they can't conduct business,
mm-hmm.
then he's going to have them escorted and I guess out. And I guess he's made the necessary arrangements for that. But you're looking at across the country. You're looking at what's happening. I mean, states like Florida,
yeah.
Wisconsin, Texas, and there's other states. I mean, the House itself passed the bill.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
House of Congress passed the bill. I mean, listen, God is answering our prayers.
Yeah.
And it's time not to shrink back, but it's time to continue to move forward and continue to pray for what's happening in Texas and those that are standing for life and standing for liberties of all people.
Yeah.
Listen, rights are for all people, including babies. And we just got to wake up when you think about there's some people that treat animals, animals,
right,
better than they would treat a baby in a womb.
Even unborn animals.
Come on now.
Get protection. More than unborn babies.
How many Discovery Channel shows do you need to see?
Yeah, right.
How many programs do you need to see? People that risk life and limb to go into the depths of the ocean to save dolphins that are being born. It's like, come on now.
Yeah.
Come on now. And at the core of our heart, at the core, we know. You got to know. You got to know. You have a conscience. You got to know. And for the sake of convenience, for the sake of not wanting our lives to be this, you know, disturbed or you know, making wrong decisions. Listen, we cannot throw babies, you know, on the altar any longer.
That's right.
And we need to ask God for his forgiveness. We need to ask God to end abortion. And we definitely ask God to send revival, because that's what our nation needs right now. We need a revival. We need an outpouring. I mean, a revival just happens, and you can't manufacture one, and it's just God outpouring his spirit. But we need a revival, an outpouring that's going to change not just the country, but the world.
Amen.
But the world. And there's a move of God happening in South Africa right now, but we need multiple fires of God going all across this country. And it just takes believers, it takes people that love God, that accepted Jesus Christ in their heart as the Lord and Savior, to say, listen, I don't want to stand no more for the status quo. I don't want to give up. And you talk to enough people out there, and it's almost like you think that people could be just giving up. They're just saying, well, that's just the way it's going to be, and I'm just going to hold on till Jesus comes back. It's like, come on now. Wait a minute. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute. Hope for America, hope for the church, is an outpouring of God.
Mm-hmm.
An outpouring God that changes us from the inside out and says, I want more. I want more of God. We want it to change the way we think, the way we talk, the way we act. And when it changes us, then it'll become to change the society. Listen, you can't change a country until you first change a state.
Mm-hmm.
And you see some states starting to change.
That's right.
But you can't change states until you start seeing communities. You start seeing districts. You start seeing neighborhoods begin to change. Well, you can't change a neighborhood and a district and an area and a region until you start changing the families.
Mm-hmm.
It's the families. Families have to come together. And if you missed VFN Radio last week, we talked about, is your family on the right page? Families today are on all different pages of different books, let alone
the
one
book. Yeah,
right.
You know, I mean, some may say we're just happy to be on this, in the same book. Well, listen, that's not enough.
Mm-mm.
You got to be on the right page,
yeah.
And it can't be a blank page. You have to have governing values, and God needs to be on it.
Mm-hmm,
because
right.
A family that prays together is a family that stays together.
Yeah.
But it's not even just about the families. It's about the individual. See, when God touches the individual, when one is willing to stand up, you say, well, what can I do? Look at what one man, one woman has been able to do across history. One man, one woman. Words, mm-hmm. actions that changed the world.
Mm-hmm.
We're still talking about them. So don't let anyone tell you that you're just one person. Listen, one person, you and God, you're a majority. But you have to decide to say, listen, if no one else, God, if no one else stands for truth, if no one else wants you, if no one else, it's going to be me.
Amen.
I'm willing to stand in the gap, and I'm willing to pray, and I'm willing to go after the heart of God. Because I believe, Jesus, I believe that this country, the church can be one, that this country can be one, that the world, that nations can be one in a day. And we looked at a video, and we saw this video, and we related for you on the torch about how developed the baby is in 20 weeks. It has feeling.
Yeah.
It has a spine, that the nervous system is connected to the spine.
Mm-hmm.
It can hear, the baby can hear your voice.
Yeah.
It's encouraged to sing to your baby at 20 weeks. Well, you say, well, the baby can't feel anything. The baby can the baby hear anything? Well, so what the Bible tells us.
It hears your voice. My goodness.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible tells us, remember when Mary was coming to see Elizabeth?
Yeah.
And at the sound of Mary's voice, Elizabeth was pregnant with John the Baptist. Elizabeth's testimony is, the baby leaped inside of me. The baby leaped at the sound of your voice.
Mm-hmm.
They hear.
Yeah.
They hear. That's why it's important when you are having a child that you have the right environment in your home place and, you know, what's going on. And because the babies hear everything. They hear this stuff. They have the ability to hear. And what's sad is you wonder, because we played one time, I don't know if you remember this, we played a rap song by the rep, and he was rapping a song from the perspective of the baby in the womb.
Yeah, yeah. Powerful.
And that was absolutely powerful. But what if the baby can hear? Can you imagine that a baby is hearing? I mean, obviously they can't formulate, and you know, it's just fetus, but to think that they could actually just hear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It's absolutely amazing. You know, the woman that was present when Governor Rick Scott of Florida signed the baby alive bill, House Bill 1129. You know, she was actually a survivor of a botched abortion. She was born November 29th.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
And how amazing is that?
Yeah.
How amazing is that? Listen, we need to stand. We need to stand for what's right, for the rights of all people.
Yeah.
We make the determination of who can live now. Careful, careful. Somebody else can make that determination later.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's so important that we respect life.
That's
we
right.
respect what God has instituted.
Yeah, it's a huge stark contrast compared to the people who have that argument saying that it's just tissue.
Yeah.
And that's a huge
exactly.
truth of just saying the fact that, like, tissue can hear. It's not tissue, it's life.
Yeah.
That it's just powerful what God does and how he just knits us.
Yeah.
Amazing.
You're going to be amazed when you see this video because it shows the baby in detail.
Mm-hmm.
And it shows exactly what's going on. very, very powerful. Lord, dear God, end abortion, send revival.
Amen.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.